From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Thursday, June 30th. A six-year-old boy is recovering this morning after being pushed from a three-story window. It happened last night around 11 near Kildare and Roosevelt in North Lawndale. Police say a family member pushed the child. He was taken to Stroger Hospital with a broken ankle, but is expected to be okay. Investigators are working to find the person responsible for a triple homicide in Kankakee. A relative of one of the victims made the gruesome discovery inside of a home yesterday afternoon. The men who'd been fatally shot were all in their mid-20s. Police believe the shooting happened sometime overnight Tuesday into Wednesday morning and is an isolated incident. Disgraced R&B star R. Kelly will spend the next 30 years in prison. That's the sentence that was handed down yesterday in New York after Kelly was found guilty last year of sex trafficking and racketeering. He faces even more possible prison time if convicted on sex abuse charges here in Chicago. That trial is slated to begin in August. The busy 4th of July travel weekend starts today. Both O'Hare and Midway are preparing for an estimated 1.6 million people to pass through their airports. That's a 17% increase at O'Hare compared to last year and a nearly 37% jump at Midway. It's expected to be the busiest travel weekend since the start of the pandemic. Temps return to the hot side with a sticky high of 93, but there's a chance for showers and thunderstorms on the backside Friday morning. For CBS 2 Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.